Listen, listen, watch, watch, and react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. We'll get back to our incessant talking about the Steelers Patriots game, which we've been doing for two straight hours. So leave us alone. Something Rich started a tradition that's quite nice is that we go out as a show, and this year we brought out our significant others. It was the exact same night as the company Christmas party, which was at a club. Now, I went to the Christmas party before we had our dinner because I get very nervous drinking around management. Now, I had, like, my wife and I and a couple of friends had, like, some drinks before we left. But I'm still paranoid about if I said anything to anybody in management. You know me. Like, I'm still just, like, paranoid. I don't like it.
Well, I think, so the club that the party was at, like, started, I think the party started around 6:30, and our dinner was at 7. So Fred opted to go beforehand, and our whole plan was that we were going to eat, and because it ended at 9:30, we were going to try to get in right before the party was over so we could go and see everyone. So I did not see what the party was like at the beginning. All I know is that we showed up, everyone's lit.
Yeah, okay, when we were there, everyone was very cool, but it was, you could talk. Like, there wasn't, like, loud music playing. Oh. Like, you could talk.
Okay. That was the opposite of what we got.
Yeah, so, no, it was, like, you could have conversations. I had conversations with our GM, which I thought was very nice. Mm-hmm. I talked to our program director. Mm-hmm. Everyone had a good time. My wife had a good time, but we were not there for very long. Now, so I was a little late to get to the restaurant. Now, when I got to the restaurant, was I intoxicated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
Yep.
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 There's no question.
By how much?
You were in the you turned quiet when you've had a lot to drink.
Very tired.
Yeah. You turned quiet. And so before you got there, we had ordered, like, everyone was there except for you, your wife, and Dan. And you guys came in at the same time. And Bird. That's right. And Bird as well, because Bird was with you guys. So we, in the meantime, had ordered, like, a bunch of appetizers, and this restaurant has these two giant watermelons that they brought out, and they carve out the inside and just load it with alcohol, and they put a bunch of straws in it. And to that, Fred, immediately when you sat down,
I said, this is Ron Ron juice. This is in Bird's girl knew exactly what I was talking about. I said, this is Ron Ron juice, which is what Ronnie makes with watermelons. In Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. So I said, let's have some Ron Ron juice, and it was absolutely spectacular.
It's just delicious, and you don't realize how loaded you're getting while you're drinking it. It just goes down so smooth.
And so I kept ordering vodka and just dumping it back into the Ron Ron juice.
You sure did.
Fred just kept spiking the already spiked drink.
Let's get pouring stuff in.
Stephanie's on the phone. All right. Hello, Stephanie.
I was just going to defend you for before the show dinner.
Okay, so you say I wasn't intoxicated.
No, you were very tired. And, Rich, you know, Fridays it's really hard because you're tired, exhausted from the end of a long week, and it just seems to fall in just your body, and you just collapse. And Friday nights, it's very hard for Fridays.
Sure.
Yeah, so her point is that, okay, so defending her point. Call on the home
absolutely.
Phone.
Absolutely.
Call on the
totally
home phone.
Agree.
Okay, so if Fred came in tired, which he could have, he definitely at some point during the dinner.
Well,
got loaded.
Stephanie said you got, because I told her, I go, I just want to go home. I'm tired.
Yeah,
and then she goes, all right, no. And I went, and she's, and I'm like,
and by the way, this isn't a Fred. All of us were getting loaded.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, but I'm concerned. Did I seem loaded at the party? Tell her to call on the phone, home phone. Because she contends that I wasn't intoxicated when I got
you. You probably were. Maybe when you arrived, but you did seem tired.
Oh, no, I was exhausted.
Okay, yeah. So.
Okay, but I don't know. This is not the point. I got wasted at the dinner. I'm not defending that.
Let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah, okay, so, I'm so, on, yeah, okay, so I can tell this part of the story.
Okay.
So we're all sitting at the table, and I get up to go to the bathroom, and I go, oh, hey.
I have no idea any of this is happening, by the way. Dan had to tell me.
I didn't know it was happening until I started doing it.
So originally, Fred, the story was relayed to you by Bird because he had encountered it as well.
Yes.
Right before you did.
So, all right. Okay. So
Bird goes to the bathroom.
Right.
And he comes back and tells you what?
He says there's a charity or there's some kind of office party involving poker. So I said
blackjack.
Blackjack. Here, come here. It was like a casino. And
On the way to the bathroom, there was one of these private rooms, and they were like gambling.
And they were gambling.
Yeah.
And I think they were, and I asked someone if they were gambling with real money, and they said, yeah. And I go, I want to buy in.
So Fred goes and walks down when he finds that there's gambling, and you hand them some money, say, I want to buy in. And
yeah, I go, I want to buy in. I go, like, here's like $100, I want to buy in.
I think it was 200.
Yeah,
okay, it was 200.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, all right, $200 to buy in. And the guy takes it, and then this other guy comes up and he goes, you don't belong here. I go, oh, sure I do. Yeah, I belong here.
Apparently, you're leaving one part of the story out. They handed you a handful of chips to which you immediately dropped all over the floor.
I don't remember that.
And then, the story I got was you were on your hands and knees trying to pick the stuff up in front of everyone. That's the story I got.
Who told that?
You told me you dropped the chips and you bent over and the guy tapped you on the shoulder and said, you don't belong here. And you said, of course I do.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or you're not from here. And yes. You're like, I'm from here.
Yeah, okay. That all happened.
Okay.
All right, dropping the chips was not a major issue, okay, if that happened.
Okay, all right.
That was not the major issue. But yes, I did walk in. I bought in. I received chips. And then I was told to leave. And yeah. I said, why? I completely belong here. And then I proceeded to get my money back and leave.
Oh, you cashed your chips right there. You just came back to the table.
All right.
And did that. So Fred comes back, and we're all starting to, like, you know, finish things up because we want to get – the way that it worked is that this club across the street, there was a guest list for the people at the station, but after 9:30, that was it. You couldn't get in. But the club would stay open throughout the night. So if you got in before 9:30, you were there for the rest of the night. So we all get up to leave, and Fred just goes, I'm going to stay here.
Oh, no, I never had any intention of going to the party.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Fred stuck around.
Because I was drunk.
Yeah.
After the party.
And you'd already gone over there, and you also probably didn't want to be drunk in front of coworkers.
I didn't want to be that drunk in front of coworkers,
because
I don't care what you guys think, obviously, because you're friends of mine.
Yeah. But,
and then I also liked the Ron Ron juice. And I wanted to stay with it.
It was delicious.
Because I had to kidnap the other Ron Ron juice. I had Bird go over and take the other watermelon.
He took the second watermelon, and there were two giant watermelons in front of Fred.
I was wondering, what happened?
With like 20 straws sticking out of it that we're all supposed to drink out of.
Yeah, and so I was so in love with the Ron Ron juice, I had to perpetrate the crime and kidnap the Ron Ron juice back to me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so now you guys all go.
We did. So we go, and the first thing I say before we go into this nightclub is, I guarantee you Bird's going to know somebody who works here.
Yes.
Within 10 seconds. Of walking in, Bird.
We didn't even get upstairs. Into the lobby, and then you have to go to an elevator to pull. There are three guys downstairs,
and two of the three know Bird.
That's amazing.
Immediately, and I'm like, of course, it's going to happen. Bird's like, you know, he's the mayor of Clubville or wherever we go. So we end up going in. We go upstairs, and immediately he knows the bartender too, and he's giving him free drinks. So for about maybe like an hour, we're all kind of just drinking and having fun, and meanwhile, the club is transitioning. Like, the private party part is done.
Yep.
And they start letting in the people who have been waiting in a huge line outside. Then it turns into, there's a real DJ there that's going to be there that night. And there is, tables and everything all set up with, like, VIP sections and all this. And that's starting to actually start flowing in. So we're still there. And, I'm having discussions with people we work with. And there's some people I'm talking to, some people I'm avoiding. And we're all starting to buy shots. And then it starts to be around like 11:15, and we're all having a little bit of a good time, and the music starts. Just kiss me and make me. The shirt gets a little tighter, and I start seeing people coming out, these servers dressed as like Santa Clauses, holding these drinks that light up, and I just turn to Nick, I went, on a blinky drink.
Blinky drink.
I want a drink that blinks. So I went up to one of the guys. They're like, how do I get a drink that blinks? I want like the... It's like the adult version of the Rainforest Cafe. When it's your birthday. And they bring out the sparkler. I want the volcano ice cream, except I want that bottle that blinks. And so they said, well, sir, you have to have a table to do that. You've got to get like one of these VIP tables and order one of these special bottles. And I'm like, well, how much is a VIP table? They tell me about it. I'm like, no, no. And then I go, what if I paid this much for a table? Will I get a blinky drink? And he goes, well, I'm not sure. And I go, please? And next thing you know,
now, did other people at the station get tables?
No, no, nope. Just us.
So all right. Table. Now, Dan and I were gone by this point. Okay, Dan and I left early.
Well, John's such a puss that he drove home.
I did. I drove
home.
Wow.
Like he was able to. He had like two beers in a shot. All right, so Nick, who was casting stones at me for being intoxicated at dinner.
Okay.
All right. So now, where are we? Now, was Rich drunk?
Were you? I was so drunk that I didn't realize it. I blacked
Lockhart,
out.
Lockhart, was Rich drunk?
Okay,
yeah.
He was.
Yeah, we were all loaded. Like,
because
loaded.
Rich is fun when he's drunk,
I was like, guys, let's get table, man. Let's get drinks at Blink. Let's sit. And like, next thing you know, it's like we're all like turning into, you know, Ronnie from Jersey Shore, and we're fist bumping. And like, we
now
look
are
up,
people from work there?
Oh yeah. So we're like, there was this one weird board op from another station that kept trying to like come into our group. And at one point, he's sitting there, and like, you understand, when you get the VIP table, you know, they bring you these drinks, and the drinks are, you know, there's a personal server that stays there with you, and they serve you the drinks. And this guy kept trying to move in, and I said, "Hey, who are you?" And he goes, "I'm so and so from blah blah blah." Like, you're not with us. And I just pushed
you paid all the money.
Like, move him out of the way. And meanwhile, I turn around, I'm like, "Yeah, what's up, Nick?"
Wow! I totally forgot you did that.
Oh yeah, I'm like, this jacket. We just, you know, paid for this table. I'm not gonna have this guy come in. And meanwhile, I'm like talking to other people at the station. Dude, we got more liquor. We know what to do with. Come on over here. And like, I'm inviting like family members of employees. I mean, it got stupid. But at one point, I remember just, it's like maybe, what time we all leave? Like around 1?
I left at 12:45.
Okay. I can't believe you guys were able to stay
out. It was great. It was way more fun than we thought it was going to be.
No, I'm sure it was really fun. I just don't know how you physically could stay out that late without doing cocaine.
What were we drinking? Were we only doing...
It was like, it was tequila and a ton of mixers. Like whatever that was, they wanted to mix with tequila.
On a Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm dead.
Dude, it was great. It was way more fun. It really was.
So young Nicholas, by the way, went to the Bruins game.
And by the way,
couldn't drink.
That was all Bankroll Boys money, by the way.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I got this money, I'm just going to spend it. Let's just spend it on the show. So just the Bankroll Boys money, that's what the night was.
All right. So, and Nick, you don't remember getting home?
I don't. Nope.
Okay.
I don't remember calling an Uber. I don't remember anything. Apparently, Bird has video of me slamming my phone, waiting for my Uber to come.
Okay,
on the ground.
Did you see the guys puking outside the club, like lying on the sidewalk puking?
No.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. Sweet.
Now, Bird, do you remember going home? Okay, you don't remember going. Lockhart, do you remember going home? Yeah. Okay. And Rich is like impervious to blackouts.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I guess I've just gotten good at drinking.
No, it's something in your soul.
Yeah, that's a DNA thing.
Because I'm good at drinking.
but you know, despite Fred, like, you know, being like tired, Fred is a, as you know, he's a fun and a happy drunk. Like, you know, when he drinks, he's...
I woke up. Stephanie goes, like, wake up, and then I woke up.
Yeah. Like, there's not an angry drunk in our group, which makes it fun. You know, there's always one guy that ruins it. Not in our crew. It was great.
No. Well, I'm very impressed that you guys were able to stay out as late as you did, because I was crashing at, like, 7 o'clock.
I'm definitely still feeling it.
No, you're not, Nick.
Yeah.
No, it's physically impossible.
Dude, his heart blew out of his body.
No, but he pulled this before all that.
No, I get it. Mike was telling me he was still feeling it this morning, too.
Yeah.
Well, alcohol leaves your body. Like, it leaves your... Like, it's not in your system anymore.
I'm still exhausted from, like... That I didn't drink at all at the Bruins game.
Well, that's on you. If you would have, felt better. Mm. All right,
I kind of want to do it again.
You want to? Let's do it.
All right,
it's rage.
And Zolak left before we got the table.
Yeah,
I was like, Zolak would be totally. This is his scene.
Yeah, Zolak left right as we were getting there. He kissed me on the side of the forehead. He said, "Dude, I can't. I got to travel."
Zolak went hard early. I think
he did. Oh, we missed it. He apparently worked the mic while we were gone.
Oh God,
I'm sorry we missed that.
I would have woken up just beside myself. I would have called you guys 8 times until you answer the phone and said, "What did I say?"
What did I do?
Like, when I'm dealing with like management,
yeah,
like I try to think of, and it's impossible to do, I try to think of every word I said.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I saw management when I got there. I don't know, Rich. You talked to management.
They drank with us at our table.
Yeah, so, okay then. So they didn't mention one word about you.
Yes, of course they did. You don't remember that?
Nope. Didn't mention one word about you.
I don't remember anything.
Wow, really?
I was really drunk.
All right, great. Well, now my son's texting me. All right, we will be right back with Around the NFL.
Toucher and Rich.
Around.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Good horns, show ponies, where's the beat?
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Around the NFL is brought to you by Leonard Transplant Hair Transplant Associates. Schedule your free consultation with the hair doctors of former NFL players Wes Welker, Rob Ninkovich, Sebastian Vollmer, and Chris Gronkowski. Contact Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Well, the Jacksonville implosion continues to be glorious.
26 yards out. We are set. The snap. High. The slip out. The kick is up. The kick is good! Bullseye! Bullseye! Hopkins hits it, and the Redskins win 16-13.
Good old Bullseye Hopkins! Yeehaw! From the old West!
That is a nickname. Well, what did the Jaguars do yesterday with their losing record?
Took it to the limit.
Yes, they did. That's right, Jacksonville lady. Jags lose 16-13.
I can't wait until they fire that piece of garbage Marone.
Well, the finger pointing is at an all-time high. Let's talk to everyone's favorite trash-talking for no reason cornerback, Mr. Jalen Ramsey.
Are you worried about Dunlap, about a lot of people?
I'm not worried about nobody but myself.
That's good. All right. And to that I say...
good.
I just love it.
Marone runs a tight ship, doesn't he?
Don't care.
I mean, he is just an awful coach.
Every man for himself. Always good with 2 weeks left in the season.
Yeah, he lost that. It didn't take him long to lose that locker room.
Nope.
I'll tell you that much.
No, it did not. It was hanging on by a thread anyway. And, I mean, once again, you hear the whispers about Joe Flacco possibly coming there next year. Well, he's officially been demoted, and his replacement does stuff like this.
Lamar Jackson, a quick pitch to Chris Moore on the misdirection. Moore is in for the touchdown. Brilliant play design and execution, and the Ravens are back in it.
Lamar Jackson is an amazingly fast quarterback. Lamar Jackson is going to last less than 2 years in this league if he keeps playing this way.
Yeah, however, they got a... try to reel him in a little bit.
Oh, without a doubt. And yesterday he got cracked pretty hard, too. And it's just, you can't play that style in today's NFL and last. But in the meantime, they're winning 20-12 over the Bucs. And the Ravens now average more rush yards per game than any other team in this league now that Lamar Jackson is under center. And as of right now, they have a wild card spot, and they are breathing down the neck of the Steelers for that division.
Yeah, Steelers had to win to stay in first place yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, they did. And as a matter of fact, I think it's just that tie. It's like, yep. Like the Ravens are 8-5-6.
And one. The Ravens are 8-6. And there are the Cleveland Browns, 6-7-1.
All right. Where do you think Josh Allen is in running yards this season?
Among quarterbacks or
everybody? No. Just everybody.
Well, I know that recently he's been unbelievable.
Well, Lamar Jackson's 27.
Okay. So
which
I'll
is
say.
Impressive because he hasn't been playing. Oh, he's lower than I thought. Never mind. Well, he's 33rd. He's ran for 75 times for 506 yards.
But he also hasn't played every game.
Josh Allen did not play every game.
So take a look at just like the last three games, and I bet he's top 10.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's run for 100 yards in like some ridiculous amount of games.
And the news out of the Ravens yesterday reports saying that they are looking to move on from eyebrows McGee, Joe Flacco this offseason. So we shall see what happens.
I don't know what they're going to... I don't know who's going to trade for that salary, and
there's
I don't know.
There's that one big year left on the contract before he can get out from under it.
You said it was 26 mil?
That's the cap hit. I think it's $15 or $16 million of dead cap money if they just cut him. I mean, it's a significant hit for any team.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you do that.
Well, another week, another kick-ass owner fired up.
Hey, you fired up.
Oh, you bet Mr. Irsay's fired up.
Luck out of the gun. Mac to his left as the running back. And they'll hand it off to Mac. He's at the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Marlon Mack. His
his second rushing touchdown today. That one from 6 yards away in the pay dirt. And the Colts now lead it 16-0.
How about them boys? Colts pitch a shutout against Dallas, 23-0. Both teams are now 8-6. However, something kind of weird in Indy, for as unbelievable as Andrew Luck has been most of this year, he's had zero pass TDs in two of his last three games. That is weird. Yet they continue to win. So
they are, I mean, that's, what is that, 6 wins in 7 games? And the one loss was 6-0 to Jacksonville?
Yep.
I mean, they're good all of a sudden.
Well, they have the best offensive line in football, which was the biggest Achilles heel that they've had for all those years with Andrew Luck. They've really turned it around.
They just won in Houston. I mean, this is a good team.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's either them or the Steelers for best offensive line, yeah.
Do you believe in them in the postseason, though?
No.
God, no.
No.
Okay,
well, no, absolutely not.
I don't think it. Though, once again, the AFC's weird. There's not one team that you believe 100% in. The closest would be the Chargers.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we know what they've done in the postseason.
I know. You keep wondering, is this the year that Phillip Rivers doesn't throw that devastating interception at the end of the game?
Right.
It could be. Well, just 1 week after the Miami Miracle, the Dolphins get throttled by a quarterback that listens to Creed.
Cousins back to pass. Deep shot. Robinson. Yes! Touchdown! Cousins to Aldrick Robinson. And it's 33-17 Minnesota.
I was listening to Johnston and Flynn, and Flynn was like, put every dollar you have on Minnesota. He's like, my teams that beat the Patriots end up crapping themselves the next week. Miami's a fraudulent team. So
he's right. I think that it was every team that has beaten the Patriots this year has lost the next week.
They have. And that's correct. And the combined, I did the math. I think it's still good. The teams are a combined 9 of 20 individually since beating the Patriots.
Maybe it's because they're all pretty much bad teams.
Well, you know what? Tennessee's 3-2 after beating the Patriots, after they win this week.
Past week.
Yeah. But everyone else has been terrible.
I could have seen the end of those games if I didn't have a practice I have to coach every Sunday at 4.
Oh, jeez. That sucks.
Yeah. And my friend's head of the league.
Oh, good.
4 o'clock on a Sunday.
What the hell is he thinking? My God.
4 o'clock on a Sunday.
That's awful.
It's inhuman.
Yeah, that's unethical. That's not.
All right.
Well, who was that Scott Stapp-loving quarterback throwing dimes yesterday?
Everyone get in on the high-five party!
That's right. The Vikings walk all over the Dolphins 41-17. Thank goodness, because after that Steelers game, they would have been right on the Patriots' asses. The Vikes still hanging in there with the sixth seed, however. So there you go.
High-fives from everyone! High-fives from everyone!
Yeah.
You know, if he had a party at his house, like, everyone would get together, and then you'd, like, find a bottle of wine, and he'd have no wine opener, and you'd have to, like, MacGyver everything, and everyone would be gathered around the wine bottle. Have you ever been to someone's house who, like, wasn't planning on serving alcohol?
Sure.
Yeah, and then that you find, like, the wine bottle.
You're blowing the dust off the top of
it? Yeah, and you have to try to MacGyver it, and the whole party standing around. Saturday night.
And there's always cool guy who's got it on his keychain.
Oh, I don't know. That means you're carrying around a Swiss Army knife.
Oh, yes.
Which my parents gave me when they came back from Switzerland. All right, because I'm going to carry that everywhere I go. All right, Rich, we'll talk more about what happened around the NFL. Talk to Bob Soucy at 9 o'clock. Hear the headlines.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Go towards show ponies. Where's the beat?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we continue to go around the NFL. But first, let's take this.
Okay.
Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going? So I'm a clinician. I'm in the medical field. I also had the surgery that Nick had 10 years ago.
Okay.
I got to tell you, him drinking to the point of getting intoxicated is incredibly dangerous for him.
Nick, is this what the doctors told you?
Have you been warned not to get drunk?
Interesting.
Oh, but he gives us a hesitant thumbs up?
Yeah, kind of.
Dude, yeah, you know how crappy I would have felt if you would have died?
I didn't buy him any drinks.
Well, that's all you.
I bought him a ton of drinks.
That's all you, Rich.
Technically, I guess I did.
But it's true.
So you're saying that he should not drink?
Yeah, I'm saying he can have a couple of beers. I have beers every now and then with my buddies, too. You know, you're going to do that, you know, at his age. I don't know how old he is. I'm 38, so I've been doing it for the past 10 years. But what happens is that the medication that he's on, it keeps the blood from clotting. So if you get an injury, your blood clots, and it helps starting the healing process. All right, so now his blood isn't clotting as fast as it needs to. And then with the alcohol, which also thins your blood. So if he got an injury, he cut himself, he banged his head. I mean, the guy, he actually could have died.
Dude,
so he has to be very careful.
These weren't beers he was drinking either.
Right.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
I wasn't planning on getting that drunk, but it happened.
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
Yeah, I realized that I knew going into it that I should not be drinking this much.
What did they say to you? Like, what were doctors' orders?
Because I'm on warfarin and it's blood thinners.
Okay,
so, you know that keeps my blood thin, mm-hmm. and you know alcohol does the same thing to you, and combination is not good.
Okay, so, okay.
It's okay. He's right. It's okay if I have a few drinks, but Friday night, don't do that.
Okay. Yeah.
So right. Well, I plan on never doing that again.
Okay.
That's the last time I'm ever going to do
famous
like that.
Last words. I'm never doing
and
that.
And then you hear the music and you can't stop it.
Yeah, she doesn't remember the Uber ride home, so. She liked you a lot.
She liked me?
Yeah, she thought you were great.
I was under the impression she didn't like me.
No, she likes you.
Okay.
Yep.
Didn't you say to someone, why do you hate me?
Probably.
Okay, all right. Oh, was it your girlfriend?
No. Bird's girl liked me.
It was your girlfriend.
That. Yeah.
That he said that too.
If I went to the bathroom, you looked at me, it was like, I think she hates me.
Yeah, I was under the impression she didn't like me.
And she doesn't hate you. She likes you a lot.
Okay.
She thought you were
I mean,
nice.
I didn't, like, obsess over it, but thank you.
No.
No, Bird's girl liked me because I knew I liked her right away when I said it was Ron Ron juice, and she knew exactly what it was. Then we had to get... She was drinking the watermelon juice with me. Don't worry about that. All right, let's go around the NFL.
All right. What do you say we check in on Matt Patricia, shall we?
Allen takes a look. Standing in the pocket. Hot fires it downfield. Looking for Foster. Makes a catch at the 5. Heading into the end zone. And he is in. Touchdown. 42 yards.
Things seem to be going well for Matt Patricia. Your friends in Detroit, what are they thinking about their new coach?
He might get fired. I mean, he might get fired after 1 year.
How long is his contract? It's like a...
It's probably 5 years.
There's no way he gets fired then.
I don't know. I mean... They still were like had a chance to make the playoffs. Now Prater missed a field goal that would have put them up by 2. Well, let's put it this way: they were playing guys. If you don't believe me, they were playing guys that they would have rested if they were not at all in the playoff hunt. And to go into Buffalo and to lose in that fashion, and Matthew Stafford, I don't know what the hell is going on with him. Because you can say he lost Golden Tate, but he's got weapons to throw to. So, I mean, Patricia's an absolute disaster.
Is this something that you've heard from sources, or just like you think he won't make it?
In Detroit, the papers say like chances are they won't fire him. But the fact that they're bringing up an issue that a first-year coach could get fired, and they've been bringing that up since Thanksgiving, is odd. Like it's
they're gonna pull a Tom Sula on him.
You have to be Tom Sula had like they were just giving him sandwiches.
he didn't have a contract. He had gas problems. Yes.
Yeah. No. Patricia's a terrible, terrible head coach, and he always will be.
Well, it looks like they are out, and they're 5-9. That's right. Bills and Matt Patricia sitting there at 5-9. Yeah. That sounds like a whole lot of fun. Good team to be a part of.
Yeah. One guy's got a rookie quarterback who everyone thinks sucks. The other one's got Matt Stafford. They should have the same record.
Eli Manning is still a quarterback in the NFL.
Manning, under pressure, tried to throw it. Is that fumble? Is it a fumble? It appears it to be. Jarrell Casey covers it for Tennessee.
Oh, yep. Giants get shut out as well. 17-0 to the Nashville Mike Vrabels. Titans hang in there, and they're the wild card at 8-6. That's another name that's being thrown around as far as the Jaguars' next coach because of course, the Tom Coughlin connection.
By the way, the Giants have pretty much announced that
Manning's their quarterback next year.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard they're speaking of that, but whether that's
but then
truly
again,
reality.
Everyone told me Connor was going to play on Sunday, and he didn't play.
Right. All right, stop with the. Let's discuss the Giants for a second. Is Saquon Barkley still the good pick at number two or not?
No, I never thought it was.
They need a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean,
now listen, Saquon Barkley's amazing, but they need a quarterback.
No, he is amazing, and I'll half the time I'm joking, but Sam Darnold's going to be very, very good.
Yeah, I think. I've said the same thing. I think eventually Darnold's going to be the next great quarterback in the AFC East. But ultimately, the Giants should not have taken Barkley.
No.
They should have taken a quarterback
because
it's a quarterback head coach league.
The Jets could not believe that the Giants didn't take Darnold.
I had this mammoth argument. My father's been a New York Giants fan for 50 or 60 years, and he insists that Saquon Barkley, because he is that good, and Barkley is that good, good enough to take number two overall, and you can always. My father's words to me were, "You can always find a quarterback." And I said, "No, not really."
Wow,
look at the Miami Dolphins.
Might be the most untrue.
Was he trying to say the dumbest thing in the history of the world?
Honest to God, Dad, I think you might have this one wrong. And Jonathan, I've been watching football a long time. I said, then you should be smarter than this.
You can always find a running back. I think that's something you can say.
You cannot find a quarterback.
As evidenced in yesterday's Pitbrook Patriots game.
Without a doubt. Well, after starting 11-1, the Rams have barfed up two straight.
Are you worried about double?
What is that right there?
Are you worried about double?
I don't know what that is. Well, that's not a clip. Here it is.
Foles gets the shotgun snap. Smallwood, the carry up the middle to the five. Bounces off a tackle and twists into the end zone for the touchdown.
How about that? Jared Goff, zero touchdowns and six picks in the last two games. On top of that, Nick Foles is going to get paid. This is good news for the Patriots fans because now all of a sudden, Philadelphia is playing with a little bit of purpose. And they have to play the Texans next week in Philly. So if the Patriots win out, it's not 100% guaranteed that they're going to stay in that three seed. Philly's just got to take care of business against Houston, which, once again, I think Houston is susceptible to crap themselves against a team like Philadelphia the way they're playing
right now. You say Nick Foles is going to get paid. I'm not convinced of that. I'm not.
Why not?
Well, he did win the Super Bowl MVP, but I don't remember him being a world beater first two games of this year.
The playoffs last year, he was excellent.
Yeah, how was he during the regular season?
Not that great.
This is the mistake you make with guys like Nathan Eovaldi, to make a baseball analogy.
All I can say is, John, who's available at quarterback next year?
I know that. People are desperate enough to sign Nick Foles, but is Nick Foles going to be a $100 million man? You say he's going to get paid. What does that mean?
Probably make like $80 million.
Ooh, I don't know. I
see Nick Foles making about $80 million.
I mean, he's a read option quarterback. I don't know. I wouldn't pay $80 million for Nick Foles. I think if you strap your team against the cap by spending that much money on him, I wouldn't do it.
I made the bold statement about 4 years ago that Nick Foles was a better quarterback than Cam Newton. Which one?
On the target.
Super Bowl ring. Only one of them.
Yep.
Who choked in the Super Bowl and who's the MVP?
Had the game of his life in the Super Bowl. He was great last year.
That's all you need to know.
Doug Williams, you know, Mark Rippon, these guys. Yep. These guys tear
all
off.
All legends.
Yep, they tear off these Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm, Saint Nick. Well, it looks like the Falcons scored a zillion points. They beat the Cardinals 40-14. Seahawks somehow lose to the Niners 26-23. The Bears beat the Packers 24-17. And Mitch Trubisky wearing a very festive holiday sweater with lights on it.
Yeah, people got really into that.
They clinched the NFC North for the first time since 2010, and Chucky loses one more time, 30-16, Bengals over Raiders. So, congratulations.
I might have seen 5 minutes of highlights of Trubisky coming in to the stadium wearing that shirt, and then him at his press conference afterwards lighting up the shirt again, and it's like, yes, it's from NFL.com, and it's a Christmas sweater. Congratulations. All right, so we will return post-haste.
Toucher and Rich.
.985, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. I'm just still shocked by the idea that they have canceled Detroiters, one of the truly great comedies on television, and now that is gone.
That's pretty weird for Comedy Central to cancel a show after its first season. They usually are...
Two seasons.
Oh, it's two seasons.
You
okay.
Got two seasons. Oh. Now, they're confident it will get picked up somewhere.
Okay.
But I do not know where. I've just been following the Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande situation. When I open up Yahoo,
uh-huh.
like the top three stories are all Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson stories.
Well, that's kind of a weird story. I mean, that was, he put on Instagram, I don't want to be on this planet anymore, and essentially alluded to the fact that he was, not alluded to it, the fact, but alluded that he may kill himself. And
I think that's fair to say that he was. He said that he was didn't want to be on the planet any longer.
And he mentioned something else, and the police went over to his place to go check on him.
They went to Saturday Live. They went to 30 Rock.
Oh, that's where they found him? Okay, yeah. I got that part wrong. But I know that they took him out of all of the sketches, and at the very end he appeared introducing whoever the musical act was. But to that I say, I mean, you got to do that. It's like one of those things nowadays where he's giving out every kind of signal, and he's, you know, been having these emotional problems that, unfortunately, that's what has to happen. I mean, you see somebody put something like that on Instagram, even just a friend of yours, you gotta have someone check on him.
And then apparently he was wearing pajamas in the back offices of Saturday Night Live, and he did not come out for the ending. But all I know is when I go to Yahoo, it, you know, like how the back in the day, like TiVo,
yeah,
would tell you what you like,
yeah.
Apparently, I'm a huge Ariana Grande fan.
You're big.
Because everything that Yahoo suggests for me is that. Uh-huh. I'll tell you about Ariana Grande. She's on all these shows, like this show Victorious, the Sam and Cat, and she was never like the star. And if you would have told me she was going to become a superstar out of all the girls on those shows, mm-hmm. I would have told you you're insane.
Well,
she was always a second banana. Mm. If you know what I'm saying.
Well, I know it was in the front of my page, and that was that there was another heist, unfortunately, of a banner.
Louis, what is that? What is, I'm like, I don't know. What is it?
Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Okay, a banner celebrating the World Series hangout at Fenway Park was stolen.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
I have a ladder. I don't know if you know, but I got a ladder.
Well, the best part of it is...
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
I know, that's a lot of traffic, and I know that you wanted to be compensated for
I just
for
like that he ran three... Oh! Okay. Now you deserve money. Now that I know you're...
horribly irresponsible.
Yeah, now that I know you're a
people
stupid
killed.
Idiot. Like, could have gotten a bunch of people killed.
Well, let's reward you, you know?
Tickets in October.
Because I want to be driving...
You know what I'm saying?
I want to be driving down the freeway and have some townie dart directly in front of my car. So I have to hit him and deal with all of that crap.
I mean, that's exactly what he's saying. All this hard work, putting people's lives at risk.
Yeah, but by the way, like, I don't want to kill you. Like, the idea that I would have to deal with being partially responsible for someone's death isn't exactly the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, I mean,
like stay out of the road.
It's all for tickets in October. We know that, you know? Yeah. But this is a situation where this banner was stolen from the side of like a fence outside of Fenway Park. And I'm just going to give you one guess. One guess where they ended up finding this thing. Where, what city you think
okay. Oh, I got it.
They ended up recovering?
You know?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you know?
Yes, I do.
I'm going Everett.
In the shadows.
Oh, yeah.
That the Everett monolith itself was recovered not more than a mile away from the Encore Casino, where many a man in Lawyer Malloy throwback jerseys will complain about the minimums being too high.
Or they'll be playing dollar hands of blackjack and scream at you for screwing the deck.
Right. There's always...
I doubled down. I got $2 on this thing.
Every table's going to be a guy screaming, "Why'd you hit on that? You screwed it up for all of us."
That's Trump. The Trump Casino. Like, if you even, like, had a brain fart for 1 minute at a $5 table, they're screaming. All right, what's this banner?
So it was a banner that they put on the side of the fence, like, that just had like pictures of some of the players like celebrating the World Series.
I thought it was like a turkey trot.
and someone had ripped it off, and they ended up finding it in Everett, of course. So, you know, in Everett, Las Vegas.
So what was the plan for the banner?
Who knows? Nobody knows. There's a lot of mystery involved. But all I know is that our man on the case.
Louis, what is that? What is it? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is it?
Maybe it was.
Maybe I don't know what it is. Maybe she got a car and run across the freeway. Look at it.
You know, three lanes of traffic.
Yeah, three lanes of traffic. That's what you do.
Three lanes of traffic. Keep your eyes open, buddy. Just finish the interview. That's all you got to do. You're almost done.
Hey, how about a little Bisp October? You know what I'm saying?
In reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we were looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
You're sure? You don't want to, of course.
I
want to
blackmail you. we're doing the right thing. We're blackmailing you.
So this is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Something we have no rights to that we just found. Now we want you to pay us for it.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
Has anyone gone back and done a follow-up interview with these two guys?
It was created by Kroll, god of the bridges.
Kroll?
I don't know. Kroll. Nobody could make this except for a supernatural man.
We got sources of where we can sell. That was the best when they said they were going to go to the new casino and sell it to them.
Yeah, because that's what do you want in the casino? Well, this banner, obviously. I know a guy who pox cars over there. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man. Those guys were the best.
Yes, they were. Hopefully, they're still with us. All right. Bob Soucy is the voice of the New England Patriots on the radio. We will talk to him. There are no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.